This is KUT. There's a big debate happening among Austin's entrepreneurs over venture capital in the city, specifically whether there is enough venture capital flowing into the city's startups. As KUT's Jimmy Moss explains, it's either a debate that could reshape Austin's identity, or it's a debate because of Austin's identity.
Before we jump into this identity crisis, I'll give you the lay of the land in Austin. Last year, the city was named top startup environment in the nation by the Kauffman Foundation. The year before that, it was number two. That successful environment wouldn't be possible without an active investment community ready to pour cash into what could be the next big thing. The Austin Chamber of Commerce estimates that in 2014, $620 million in venture capital flowed through the city's startups. A lot of money, but it ranks well behind cities that Austin might think are its tech peers, like Seattle, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, and Silicon Valley. So does Austin need more money to keep its startup environment successful? Richard Bagdonis is currently chief healthcare architect at MI7. He's been launching companies since the 80s and in Austin since the 90s. He says Austin fundraising has descended into the dark ages.
There's an imbalance on the number of investors, the amount of capital that's being invested in Austin, compared with the number of startups that have, you know, begun over the last few years. And so I believe we are in the dark ages of venture capital here in Austin, and I look forward to moving into the more of a renaissance period.
And some entrepreneurs, like Joe Spearman, the co-founder and CEO of Localer, says he might have to move his company. Localer is an app that wants you to live and travel like a local, giving you the what's what on where to go in major cities based on reviews from residents of those cities. Spearman says the company has hit the requisite benchmarks of number of users and cities where it operates. He says much of the venture capital interest in Localer is coming from non-locals.
You know, I've pitched the Austin VC firms already, and the reactions that I've gotten have been either some of them have actually told us that we need to get a Silicon Valley firm to invest in us first in order for them to invest, and then some have actually not even been willing to hear our full pitch.
Spearman is headed to pitch in Silicon Valley this spring. But wait, what happened to the best startup environment title? Did VC money leave Austin? Well, sort of. For more than 30 years, the king of venture capital in Austin was the aptly named Austin Ventures. Austin Ventures raised nearly $4 billion, turning startups like HomeAway into household names. According to Fortune magazine, $900 million were raised just 8 years ago for its 10th fund. Attempts to raise an 11th fund recently were unsuccessful, and now its partners have splintered into other pursuits. Austin Ventures still exists, but it's effectively managing its portfolio of companies into exits. Its departure from the market may be what is sounding the alarm, but like any vacuum, another fund or funds will fill it. Michelle Skelding leads the global tech and innovation team at the Austin Chamber of Commerce. She says, despite the doom and gloom I've told you about thus far, there have already been $150 million in deals this year through mid-February.
We are off to a very strong start again. So overall, compared to 2001, we've had the strongest 3 years and the start for this year than we've seen ever before.
And it's not just Austin tooting its horn. Rice University just released a study this week saying Austin leads all other Texas cities for venture capital in the state. Ed Egan is a fellow with Rice University's Baker Institute. He says Austin's recent success is because of agglomeration, a big SAT word that means everything is lumped together in a big cluster. Or as some like to put it, entrepreneurship hubs.
So these are co-working spaces with an accelerator built in. This is sort of a training program where a whole bunch of startups will get together and sort of rent flex space. Sometimes you'll get 400 or 500 startups in a single place. And as this thing grows and as these startups mature and leave, they tend to leave straight into the buildings around the accelerator. The VCs turn up there too. And that's really what happened around the Capital Factory.
Like, you want your product?
You're listening to an Ask Me Anything event at the Capital Factory. Its founder and executive director, Joshua Baer, is holding court in front of a room packed with small business owners. The topic? Intro to fundraising.
Get creative with your fundraising. Don't think you figured out some better way to go do this.
The level of money he's talking about is a far cry from the millions that would come from a VC source, but the talent and investor network generated now could take them to that next level. Baer says one factor in Austin's VC total is the very reason many entrepreneurs moved here in the first place, the lifestyle. And consequently, entrepreneurs may want to lower their sights just a little on what they want to do in life.
I've heard some VCs say, oh, those Austin people, they'll build up the business till it's worth about $50 million, and then they'll sell it and go buy a house on the lake and retire. And probably to a lot of people in Austin, that sounds like a pretty good plan. That doesn't sound so bad. But if you're a venture capitalist, $50 million for most of those companies, that's not far enough. They want to see you take that company much further. They want you to be more ambitious. What's going to attract venture capital in particular, which is what people are complaining about, is they need to see people shooting for the stars and trying, you know, they want to see Elon Musk's and they want to see Mark Zuckerberg's. They want to see people that are really pushing it all the way.
Brian Sharples, CEO of HomeAway, says much of the complaining could be a generational thing.
We have now, probably more than ever, a lot of pretty young, inexperienced people starting businesses and having this expectation that people are going to throw lots of money at them. But the reality is that the top VC folks now look at people with experience.
Mike Maples used to live in Austin and helped take a couple of companies public. He moved to Palo Alto 11 years ago and co-founded Floodgate, a venture capital firm. He sees no issues in Austin's VC market.
I would say it is roughly right-sized for the amount of entrepreneurial activity. Always more money is always better for entrepreneurs. So if there was more money and more choices and more smart people investing, that would be a good thing. But I don't think that Austin has a critical lack of capital that will impede its growth in the long term.
Carlos Del Rio is on the other end of the spectrum. The founder of SceneCheck is just beginning his fundraising push. He's undaunted by the investor climate, however you might characterize it.
It's a little conservative, but you know, it's Texas. So it's still encouraging, though. Everybody wants you to succeed. That's a great thing about Austin.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line.
Jimmy Moss, KET News.
Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.